25,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor, the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop the music. Stop the music. Jack Renault, stop it. Okay, Jack. Tell the boys to pack up and go home.
Eddie, for heaven's sake, what are you doing? We're on the air.
Jimmy, we're ruined.
What are you talking about?
We can't broadcast tonight. Tell everybody in the show to go home.
But, Eddie, why?
Why? Jimmy, our script has been stolen.
Stolen?
Yes, our whole program, jokes, songs, everything, gone. Gone, Jimmy.
Oh, this is terrible. We've got to do something for 30 minutes. Can't you remember some of it?
I only remember one thing, Jimmy. It was very funny. Oh, Jimmy, was it funny? You would have died laughing.
But, Eddie, you must remember some part of it.
Not a thing, Jimmy. Oh, yes, yes. Right at the opening, I say to you, I had a box of matches in my back pocket. A fellow knocked me down in the subway and the matches caught on fire. And you say, why, Eddie, I'll bet that must have been quite a flare-up. And I say, no, Jimmy, it was just a flash in the pants. Oh, Jimmy. Oh, do you like it? You like it, Jimmy?
Eddie.
Yes.
Was the whole program like that?
Yes, Jimmy, just like that.
Then don't worry. Whoever stole it will bring it right back.
Yep. No. Be serious, Jimmy. I'm desperate. We got to do something. Call the police.
But, Eddie, you've got a lot of friends in radio. Why don't you call them?
That's a good idea. You go out and call the police while I telephone Jack Benny. I know I can depend on him, huh?
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right. Operator. Give me Hollywood, California. I want to speak to Jack Benny. Yes, I'll hold the wire. When trouble troubles you, sing, baby, sing. Do like the birdies do. Sing, baby, sing. Of course, they can sing. Nobody stole their program. Hello, hello, Jack.
Hello, Eddie. This is Jack Benny, remember?
Well, listen, Jack, I have no program tonight.
Tonight? What about every other Sunday? Yep.
Now, wait a minute. Tonight, Jack, be a good kid. Listen, somebody stole my script.
Well, you should take better care of it.
Oh, don't rub it in, Jack. I guess I was careless. I'm getting my just desserts.
If you're getting just desserts, try Jell-O with its six delicious flavors.
Oh, stop you. Go ahead with the mayor. Go away with it. How do you like that? That's a fine friend, huh?
Hey, Eddie, I've notified the police and they're searching the town for your program.
Good, but in the meanwhile, what do we do, Jimmy? What do we do?
Maybe Jack Renault could help out.
Maybe. Oh, Renault.
What's the matter, Eddie? You're having trouble?
Oh. How do you like that? Enthusiasm like a piece of smoked salmon. Look at him. Jack, what do you mean I'm having trouble? We have no program tonight. You'd better tell the musicians.
Fellas, what do you think of that? Ken is not going to do a program tonight.
Wait a minute. How do you like that guy? Wait a minute. Who is this man coming in, Jimmy? Who is he?
Hello, Mr. Cantor. Mr. Cantor, my name is Twerp of the Twerp Detective Agency. I understand that you're missing.
I'm not missing. Look, I'm here. I lost the radio script.
Oh, yeah.
And you can recognize it by this joke.
Oh, yeah.
I say to Wallington, Jimmy, do you know who's in the hospital?
Uh-huh.
And Wallington says, who? And I say, sick people. You see what I mean?
Well, for that kind of a joke, you don't need a detective. You need a fumigator.
What kind of episode is that? Get away from me. Stop. You're standing here kidding about this, and it's my bread and butter.
Bread and butter?
Yes.
Mr. Kenner, that's a clue.
Uh-huh.
Was the script with you when you had dinner?
Yes. When I ate dinner, the script was on the table.
That settles it. You ate the script.
I didn't eat the script.
Wait a minute. You must be choking on something. Look how your eyes are popping out.
Say, if you woke up one morning and found you were the father of five girls, your eyes would pop out, too.
All right, Cantor, after that, you don't need a program. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Cantor. Yes.
I found this program in the dressing room.
You did? Thanks, Charlie. Gee, you're a pal. Come here, Jimmy. I've got it. I've got the program. Stop the show all over again.
Okay, Eddie.
Good evening. And again, the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor, the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy. The Wheel of Fortune spins round and round she goes. I'm fainting. Jimmy, he handed me Major Bo's program.
Oh, Eddie, Eddie, he couldn't help it.
Oh.
Major Bowes broadcast from the same theater on Thursday.
I know, but Jimmy, what are we gonna do, Jimmy?
What's the matter? You having trouble?
Oh, no. No trouble at all. I'm all right. I'm fine, sure. I just haven't got any program. No jokes, no song. Oh, I'm all right, yeah.
Say, listen, Eddie.
Yes?
If you haven't got a song, why don't you make one up?
You want me to make up a song right this minute? I'll admit I've written songs before, but not like that.
Well, why don't you try it? I could help you with the melody, and I'm very good at rhyming.
All right, let's see. This sounds like a pretty good first line for a song. I've got a girl, G-I-R-L.
Wait a minute, Eddie. I got the second line. Start it again.
All right. I've got a girl, G-I-R-L.
She is a pearl, P-I-R-L.
She is a pearl, P-I-R-L. Oh, never mind. I'll write the song myself.
Just a second, Eddie.
Wait a minute, who's that calling me?
Somebody in the audience.
It's me, Charlie Tobias.
Come up here, Charlie, and is that Abel Bear with you,
yeah,
too?
Right there.
Come up here, fellas, come on up here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet two of the best songwriters in America. You remember the song they wrote for me? My darling, I miss you, I'm broken record. And in the Valley of the Moon, and Let's Swing It, am I going to have trouble with you?
Eddie, if you're looking for a song, we have one that looks like a hit. It's not even published.
But tell me, what's the title?
Gee, but you're swell.
Dedicated to me?
No, Renard. If he dedicated the song to you, we'd have to call it Gee, But You're Swollen. Abel, would you sit down at the piano, please? And you know how fast I am at learning songs. Will you hand me the lyrics, Charlie? Hand them to me. Now let's try it. And you boys in the orchestra, sneak in and take it. You know, like you do everything else, huh? And have the glee club in the background. Now, give me a pickup, boys, will you? Gee, but you're swell.
You're swell.
When I say swell, I mean you're lovely as well. When I say lovely, I mean glorious, too. I'm mad about you. You're about the grandest thing that I ever knew. You've got just what it takes. And I'll admit I get the luckiest breaks. And I mean lucky, for what else would it be? When a girl like you loves me, I mean it honestly, gee. But you're swell. It looks like you got a nice song.
Say, Eddie, if this was a stunt, it's working.
Yeah?
A phone message just came in from Guy Lombardo saying he would do the number on his program next Sunday.
Say, Renard, look, why don't you give Guy an idea of how the song sounds as a dance number? Will you play him a chorus?
Okay, Eddie.
Look, let someone else lead the orchestra, and you and I will dance, huh? Swing it, boys. Miss Renard, may I have this dance with both of you? Now, I'll tell you what we do. Let's go to town. I don't mean downtown, I mean uptown. No, you can't cut in. I'm wearing his pin. Swing it. You've got just what it takes. And I'll admit I get the luckiest breaks. And I mean lucky, for what else could it be? When a girl like you loves me, I mean it honestly, gee, but you're swell. Is that nice?
Why, Eddie, maybe it's a good thing the program was stolen if a song like that comes out of it.
Yeah, but that's only one song. Now what?
Uh-oh. Look behind you.
Jimmy, what have I done to deserve this? The program is lost, and to make matters worse, here comes Park Your Carcass.
Hello, Eddie Scranton.
Yeah.
Say, I just made up a nice poetry. Would you like to hear it?
No.
All right, listen. Says, hickory dickory dock, two mice ran up the clock. The clock struck one and the other one got away. Wasn't he lucky?
Park Your Carcass, you're lucky I don't kill you. Don't you realize I lost the program for tonight and I've got to find it?
Take it easy. I know where the program is.
Oh, what a relief. Where is it?
I won't tell you where it is until you give me $20.
$20? I'll give you $50. Here.
Sure.
Here's the money. Now, tell me where the program is.
It's lost.
You fool, I know that. Tell me something I don't know.
Well, you don't know where the program is.
And to think I paid you $50 to tell me that. I must be an idiot.
Yeah, but it cost you $50 to find it out. Yeah.
Look, all I'm interested in now is where to find my program.
Say, why don't you look where you lost it?
But I don't know where I lost it. Can you tell me where to go?
What, that?
I said, can you tell me where to go?
Yeah, but not over the radio.
Will you stop wasting my time? I've got to find my script.
What, in front of all these people, you're going to undress?
Undress? I said script. You're talking about strip.
No, no, strip is what holds up your pants.
No, no, no. You mean straps.
Since when? A strap is what you catch mice with.
No. That's a trap.
No, sir, a trap is a hobo.
No. A hobo is a tramp. A trap is something that has a piece of cheese in it, and a tramp is a hobo. Now do you see the difference?
Yeah, there's no cheese on you, so you must be a tramp.
Yeah, no! Listen here, I'm no tramp. I'm no tramp. I'm no tramp. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, three no tramps. Yep. But I don't think you can make it.
Yep. I can't make it?
No, because you're the dummy.
Yep. Hark, you carcass. All I'm trying to tell you is that I lost my script. Don't you know what a script is?
Sure, a script is a tramp who can't hold up his pants with a piece of cheese because he ain't got a program.
Yep. Go on! Jimmy, if this thing keeps up much longer, you're going to have to send for an ambulance.
Well, it won't take long for that ambulance to get here. They use Fire Chief gasoline. That's what I call lightning action.
That's what I call getting it in.
And right now, with winter here, you don't have to struggle with cold, sluggish starting if you will stop using ordinary gasoline and switch to Fire Chief, the emergency gasoline developed for modern, high-powered motors. Buy it at no extra price all over the country, wherever you see the Texaco star.
Oh, I'm glad you remember that. But now, tell me what we do now. What do we do?
What's the matter? You having trouble?
No, Toots. No, no. That's all I got is trouble. All trouble and no program.
Well, couldn't the band play something?
Without music?
Why not? We could play something we did before. The boys know I'm an old cowhand.
Cowhand? You're going to stop after cow. But you've saved my life. Go ahead and play.
I'm an old cowhand.
Get everybody in the cast over here, will you?
Okay, Eddie. Hey, everybody, come on over here. Renard, park your car. Hey.
What's the matter, kid? You having trouble?
Yeah, quiet. Now listen, fellas. I want you all to go out and find something that will help us. A joke, a song, an entertainer, anything. Do you understand?
Me too?
Yes, park your car, you too. Get me something for this program, but be sure you bring something dynamic. Bring back something alive.
What do you think I am, Frank Buck?
Yep. Frank Buck, does that make sense?
No, but 100 cents makes a buck.
Yep. Why do you aggravate me like this? Don't you understand I lost my script?
Script? What's that?
Oh, we're going to go through all that again, huh?
Is it my fault if you don't talk good English?
I suppose you speak good English, huh?
Me? I taught English in school.
You taught English in school?
Yeah, I thought English in school would be easy, but it wasn't.
Now, listen here, will you please? You keep annoying me like this, and you and I are going to have a scrap.
Well, that's what you're looking for, ain't it?
I'm looking for a scrap.
Yeah, the scrap for your program.
You mean a script. Look, a scrap is a punch in the nose, and a script is a program.
Well, what are you looking for, a program or a punch in the nose?
Get off.
Eddie, Deanna just arrived.
Thank heavens, Jimmy, send her in quick. At last, I've got something. Ladies and gentlemen, the first lady of Texaco Town, Deanna Durbin.
Hello, Mayor Cantor.
Hello, Deanna. Listen, dear, somebody stole my program, and if you sing a song, it'll help me out.
Well, I'd love to, but I can't.
You can't? What? Why not?
Well, somebody stole my music.
Somebody... somebody stole you... Well, now, what am I going to do?
Well, could I sing the song I did at Janet's party? I don't need any music for that.
Oh, you mean Alice Blue Gown. Say, that's good. Everybody knows that song. Look, start with the piano and the orchestra will fill in. An arpeggio, please.
I once had a gown. It was almost new. Oh, the daintiest thing, it was sweetest blue. With little forget-me-not placed here and there, when I had it on, I walked everywhere. But it wore, and it wore, and it wore. It won't no more. In my sweet little Alice Blue Gown, when I first wandered down into town, I was so proud and shy as I felt in every shop window, I'd drink passing by of a man of fashion, I'd frown, but the world seemed to smile all around.
Wish we had some more songs like that.
Say, Eddie.
Yeah?
Maybe I could sing a song.
Well, I'll tell you. Things are bad, Jimmy, but they're not that bad. Oh, how I'd like to pick up a program someplace.
For the fastest pickup, use Fire Chief.
Oh, sure.
It's the best pickup for a pleasure car or for a truck.
Jimmy, just stop. I'm frantic. I'm desperate. And to show you how desperate I am, I'd even be willing to let Jack Renard play a violin solo.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes, that's
what?
Right, Jack. Yes, this is your big chance. If you want to play a violin solo, go ahead.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Am I happy.
Oh, boy, are you an actor? Oh. Quick, Jack, go on and get your violin, will
okay,
you?
Okay.
Say, look at him run for that fiddle. He's running pretty fast for a fat man.
Say, if the violin won't come to the mountain must go to the violin.
Eddie, oh!
What's the matter, Renard? You having trouble?
Eddie, somebody stole my
violin.
Look, he's going to faint. Oh. He's going to faint.
He's fainted. Quick, pick him up. Pick him up, will you? Pick
him up.
Okay,
Jimmy. Oh, I can't lift him. He's too heavy. Here, I'll fix him.
Wait
I'll
a minute. What are you doing? What's that stuff you're pouring on him?
Fire chief gasoline.
What's the idea?
Didn't you say that was the fastest pickup for a truck?
Mayor Cantor.
What is it? What is it, Charlie?
President Roosevelt is outside.
What are you talking... President Roosevelt! Jimmy, did you hear that?
Oh, don't get excited, Eddie. It's not really the president.
No?
I sent for Arthur Buran, the mimic, to come down here and help us out.
A mimic? Well, bring him in, will you?
Okay. Arthur! Arthur Buran, come on in.
Come on, come on.
Hello, Mayor Cantor. Hello, Jimmy.
Mr. Buran,
yes?
Can you really imitate President Roosevelt?
Well, I can try.
Well, look,
yes?
Supposing you were President Roosevelt... What would you say if I told you I lost my program?
My friends, we planned it that way. The time has come for all people, regardless of party, to come to the aid of the forgotten man.
And find me a program. President, you don't realize that someone has stolen my script. What's going to happen to my jokes?
The old age pension will take care of that.
But look, look, I'm frantic. Can't you see? Can't you see that if I don't find my program, I might get fired? I might get fired and may never be heard on the air again?
Yes, this country is definitely on its way to recovery.
Thank you, Arthur Buran. You certainly helped me out of a fix.
Eddie, I got it.
What do you mean? You got the script?
No, but I've got the biggest surprise of the night. Rubinoff and his violin.
Wait a minute, Rubinoff is here?
Sure. He heard over the radio that you were in trouble, so he came down to help you out.
Well, bring in that rush. Look, Jack, play the theme song that Rubinoff uses on his Chevrolet program. Go ahead, will you?
Eddie, I wonder tonight if we couldn't get Rubinoff to speak to the people.
No, 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 he won't do that. But I'm sure he can make his fiddle talk. Rubinoff, tell me, why did you really come here tonight? Oh, you left to spend this hour with me, huh? Ruby, you know who I think is the one person more than anyone else who helped me in radio, don't you? Ida? No! You're being modest. You think Ida's responsible, huh? Look, why don't you get yourself a wife? Don't laugh. You'd be better off being married. It made a man out of me. You know, when we were together and I kept roasting you, I really didn't mean it. In my heart, I had a great feeling of affection and admiration for you. You thought I was a devil, but I was really an angel. Kidding aside, you know, I think you're not only a great artist, a good friend, but a real fine human being. Don't thank me. Don't thank me. Seriously, I'm glad you came here because you know I'm in trouble tonight. I didn't know whether to tell jokes or recite. What do you think? All right. All right, I'll tell you what. I'll sing if you play. 3 years ago this week, we introduced a great song. Remember? Let's do it together.
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream? Will you? Will you be mine? Oh, ain't it grand?
And it's two. All of a sudden he starts to hiccup.
Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did.
Did you ever have a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever feel heaven right in your arms, saying I love you, I do?
No! 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 Yes! 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 Yes!
And the dream that was walking, and the dream that was walking, and the heaven in my arms was you.
Thank you. Thank you again, Rubinoff. And I'm sure our radio audience appreciates your coming down here in person to help out a friend. And to show my appreciation, when I return to Texaco Town, I'm going to buy 4 Chevrolets.
Why, Eddie, 4? Remember, you have 5 daughters.
Well, I think if I buy 4, they'll certainly throw in one more for the baby, you know.
Say, look at the clock, Eddie.
Yep.
Look, our time is up. We have to go off the air.
That's fine. And we haven't even done a program yet. Ladies and gentlemen, if we had a program tonight, it would have been made possible by your Texaco dealer.
What? Stop everything.
What's the matter? Park your car, because Beatty found the strip. What is it?
Give me a glass of water.
Glass of water, here. Here's a glass of water. Here's a glass of water. Go ahead. Speak up, speak up. Speak up, what do you want?
Give me another glass of water.
Give me another glass of water. Here. Go ahead, speak up. What do you got to say? What do you got to say, park your car?
Give me another glass of water.
Give me another glass. Here, drink it up. Well, all right, park your carcass. Well, come on. What have you got to say for yourself?
Boy, was I thirsty.
Yes.
I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry you too. I'm telling you. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to say it will be my delight to sing again, ring again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Sunday with you.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You've made this a most pleasant broadcast for all of us. And now, I'm kind of glad I lost the program. Beginning with Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, we'd like to tell our Boston friends and people who live around Boston that we're going to play a week's engagement at the RKO Keith Theater. Jimmy Wallington, his lovely wife, Betty Jane Cooper, Deanna Durbin, Park Your Carcass, Jack Renard, and myself. And if you're within commuting distance, come up and see us sometime.
Your neighborhood Texaco dealer invites you to listen to Eddie Cantor next Sunday evening at the same time. In the meantime, try Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. The character of Jack Benny was impersonated by Arthur Moran. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
B-U-L-O-V-A, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.